This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to hour number three. Great to be back in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio, and I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman. You can find me at America's Voice News daily from 10 to 12 Pacific Time, where I'm a co-host at a show called America's Voice Live. It is a news and commentary show. We go through everything, live news as it's happening, plus commentary on the issues of the day. Please check out America's Voice News. Download it. It is an alternative news site, as Fox News these days just seems to be kind of withering away in some regards. So it's really, you know, I got to tell you, I've been on the show many times. You may notice that my energy is a little bit down tonight. I'm exhausted. I know everybody is. America is exhausted because what this whole impeachment thing is just in a long line of constant, like a Gatling gun being fired at the president and Republicans and conservatives, and the level of acrimony that is in our society now, that if you wear a red hat, you actually risk getting beaten up on the street. I mean, for Christ's sakes, an older couple yesterday or 2 days ago were actually threatened and yelled and screamed at in the streets by Antifa protesters. They were in their 80s, hobbling across a sidewalk. We're in a place right now where I think that the country can go in one of two directions. And I'm an eternal optimist. I think it goes in the right direction. I think everything that is coming out right now regarding the Russian collusion and the Ukraine gate and this impeachment and basically that everything has been concocted to protect the left from actually being shown as the instigators for this entire essentially coup d'etat is going to come back on them in the worst way. And it's starting to unravel for them. Ex-Ukraine prosecutor said he was told to back off probe of Biden-linked firm. News report today. The fired prosecutor at the center of the Ukraine controversy said during a private interview with President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani earlier this year that he was told to back off an investigation involving a natural gas firm that was linked to Joe Biden's son, according to the details of that interview that were handed over to Congress by the State Department's General Inspector General today. Think about this for a minute. Everything is starting to fall apart for these guys. And unlike other presidents and politicians that would have just said, oh, I'm sorry. Do you think Mitt Romney would be fighting back right now if he was president of the United States and all of this was thrown at him? Do you think John McCain would be fighting back right now if all of these lies and transcripts that were spoken out of order to make it look like he literally did a quid pro quo when he didn't? Or Adam Schiff is making up lies out of whole cloth in an introduction to the Intelligence Committee. Do you think those folks would be fighting back right now? President Trump is. President Trump's latest tweet. This is incredible. Actually, we've just lost it here. He says, look at this photograph. And what he's doing is he's showing that Peter Doocy at Fox News asks Vice President Biden, have you ever been in contact with anybody at the oil companies, the gas companies, the Ukrainian gas companies? Have you had direct contact with them? And what does he say? Have you ever spoken about these overseas business dealings of your son? Joe Biden says, I've never spoken to my son about any of his dealings. And there is a photograph that President Trump posted tonight on Twitter showing Hunter, showing Joe, and the Ukrainian gas executives loving it up on the golf course. This is 6 years ago. Right around the time that Hunter Biden was starting to get $80,000 a month. For what? For what? What expertise did he have in oil and energy? Zero. None. And President Trump is posting this. He's putting it out there. And everybody is seeing this. You don't have to be watching conservative media or Fox News to see this. Joe Biden's done. He's done. Unfortunately, I think that's going to give us Elizabeth Warren. Obviously, Sanders is, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I never want to see anybody in ill health. Sanders is 78 years old, folks. I'm, you know, let's be realistic here. And Joe Biden's mental capacity is starting to be doubted, as not starting. And I think Elizabeth Warren is going to be in there. And I said this last week on America's Voice Live. Ladbrokes, which is a British bookmaking service. You can bet on everything in Ladbrokes in London. And last week, a lot of money came in saying Hillary Clinton was going to be the nominee for the Democrats, that they need her to come in and save the day because Elizabeth Warren is going to scare off too many people. Heck, you've even got Mark Zuckerberg and Wall Street that are now saying that they don't want her. They'll probably go for Trump instead. She's too scary. So we're going to talk a lot about this right now, but you've got to understand something. The wheels are starting to fall off the Democrats' impeachment train, and it's going to be delicious for us to watch. Delicious. So we've got a lot more to talk about in this hour here. Don't go away, because when we come back, we're going to be interviewing and bringing in somebody that I've been wanting to speak to for a while, Larry Greenfield. I know he's come on the show before. He's a former naval intelligence officer, and we're going to get into a lot more of this. As Donald Trump says, the do-nothing Democrats should be focused on building up our country, not wasting everyone's time and energy on BS, which is what they have been doing ever since I got overwhelmingly elected in 2016. We'll be right back with Larry Greenfield. What? Don't go away.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888 888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
And welcome to Real Side Dermacena. Dave Sussman in the chair here. We are live on Facebook and at our website, realside.com. And you are listening to us across 52 stations across the Fruited Plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. There's a chat room on the website where you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends, or you can even call in 855-732-5563. As I teased before the break, with everything that is going on, I love to speak to intelligent, smart, just brilliant people, and one such guy that I've really wanted to have on for quite a while now, we've seen each other at a lot of events around the country, is Larry Greenfield. Larry is a former intelligence officer at the U.S. Navy Reserves. He is a fellow at the Claremont Institute and one of the nicest guys out there. Welcome, Larry. How are you?
Well, thank you, Dave. I reciprocate the kind words. You're one of the nicest guys, too. So nice guys travel together, and I'm honored to be on your show, and I hope for the first of several conversations.
Absolutely. So you, normally in a evening with 3 hours of radio, I go to a lot of different subjects, but with everything that's just been happening with impeachment and all of this news that is now coming out regarding Adam Schiff knew before he knew, and the lies and everything that's coming out in Ukraine, saying that they were pressured by the Biden-Obama administration. What are you making of all of this right now?
I'm making of it a collapse of the Democratic Party. I'm making of it a collapse of statesmanship in our country. And I'm making of it the turning of all matters political into law, lawyers, litigation, hearings, contested elections, lawsuits, the formal movement of politics into the legal arena. The Democratic Party has essentially, by the way, been a party of lawyers, and the ABA, right, the Bar Association, is in the pocket of the Democrats. And I don't wish to speak, by the way, only as a partisan. I'm sad for both parties and for the country as a whole. I admired some Democrats. John F. Kennedy, I thought, would have been a Republican today, but in his time, he was a pro-defense, Navy veteran, tax-cutting, future-thinking, young, dynamic president who moved to the middle on civil rights and was a reasonable person. Joe Lieberman, Scoop Jackson, there have been noble. When we use the word liberal, Dave, I'm sure you've talked about this, we mean classic liberal, liberal-minded, meaning individual rights, separation of powers, all the great ideas that formed the American nation, the American idea. Liberal today doesn't mean that. It means now progressive, partisan, left-wing, angry, post-constitutional, post-legal. The ACLU, for example, has moved from balance and assertion of individual rights without regard to party, to always now making their policy choices about what they'll argue as an organization based on purely the left-wing agenda. So a lot of the legal world, the Democratic Party, think tanks, university campuses, professors, lawyers, associations, the bar, they've all moved into a very partisan left-wing camp, and they have litigated, legalized politics. Dave, go back to the 80s when Judge Bork was, quote, borked and basically denied a spot on the Supreme Court. It wasn't because he wasn't of merit. He was probably the smartest judge in America. And his writing is very well regarded. He was just flat-out conservative, and they didn't like it. So they borked him. By the way, do you know who led that effort? Ted Kennedy and
Joe Biden.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Biden is on record, by the way, if you want to get into him. So many times, what he did in scenario A is what he then objected to in scenario B. It's all projection. It all depends on where your bread is buttered, who is up, you know, and who is down, who's in power and who's trying to fight the power. I could say, by the way, if people want me to be very sober, fair-minded, and objective, when Mitch McConnell, Senator McConnell, blocked the Supreme Court nomination or didn't even allow a vote or a hearing on, remember Obama's last pick? The name escaped me for half a second.
For Supreme Court?
Yes, the D.C. Circuit Court judge that Mitch McConnell didn't allow a hearing for.
Yeah, we're talking about, God, it's been such a long day for me as well, and I know people are screaming at us right now because it's...
I know. Well, I'll think of it in a second. He was not a bad guy and was an admired judge. I thought that also was playing a little rough.
Yeah, Merrick.
Merrick Garland.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I thought, you know what, the reasoning was, well, we're going to have an election in a year or half a year or whatever it was. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I use that as a point of credibility to say I'm trying to be objective. What the Democrats did from Bork on was start to litigate every nomination, every election, and now to turn the Trump presidency into a flat-out series of hearings, investigations, castigations, I just find this despicable.
So, Larry, let me ask you, because we've got a couple of minutes before our first commercial here, real quickly. Everything for them is about process crimes. So we saw this with Manafort. We saw this with General Flynn. We saw this with everybody that's been in Trump's universe that they've been going after. It's never about actually breaking the law. It's about actually breaking the process of defending themselves. And so is this just, you go back to the lawyerly aspect of the Democrats today, is that all they have? Is that just the only strings that they have to their bow?
Absolutely. Brilliant comment by you, Dave. All they had on Russia, ultimately, was cover-up or obstruction. Guess what? All they're going to wind up having on Ukraine is a claim of obstruction or cover-up. It is all entrapment. It's all a setup. You know that the FBI and the Department of Justice win most of their cases. Why? They have all the resources. They have all the time in the world. The defendant, whether he's guilty or not, often has only a lawyer and his budget. They're going to wear you down. With Trump, they won't wear him down. Trump has the money, the legal expertise, the entire party behind him, and probably way more than half the country doesn't want him impeached, even if they're moderates or never Trumpers or Democrats. But that's what the Democrats are going to try to do, is get a mistake, an obstruction claim, an overreach, a lie. And that's why Trump was right, by the way, not to sit with Mueller. Because it would have all been about, well, why did you say this when you meant that? It's all Democrat
perjury trap.
Lawyer. That's right. That's right. So they're all about entrapping and running out the clock. And this is what their party is now.
Yeah.
They're not passing bills. They're not coming up with economic plans.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
all going to be about anti-Trump politics.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we've got a commercial coming up here. But after the break, I want you to stick through with us because I really want to talk about something else. And a lot of news, obviously, on the impeachment and Trump and everything else. But there was an election in Israel a couple of weeks ago, and we haven't heard a lot about it since. I want to find out what is going on with Bibi Netanyahu. Does he still have control of the Knesset? Has he formed a majority? I want to get into all of that with you. With Larry Greenfield, Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. Folks, don't go away. We're going to be right back after the news, weather, weather, news, 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 weather. Be right back, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top House Democrats are defending the impeachment inquiry that they've launched. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling it a very sad time for America, telling reporters on Capitol Hill no one should be joyful about the prospect of impeaching President Trump. But she says the impeachment inquiry must go forward.
We see the actions of this president being an assault on the Constitution.
Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, advising the Trump administration to fully cooperate in the investigation of the Ukraine phone call, which is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. Schiff arguing,
to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
And welcome back to Realside Radio. Sitting in the chair here, Dave Sussman, chatting to you across 52 stations all across the country. You can find me at America's Voice News, 10 to 12 every single day at americasvoicenews.com or americasvoice.news, I should say. And my show is America's Voice Live, and we talk about news and commentary. And you can also find me at Whiskey Politics and here, sitting in the chair, Realside Radio, for Joe Messina as well. And as I mentioned before the break, we've got Larry Greenfield, who's talking with us, and Larry is a fellow at the Claremont Institute, Naval Reserve Intelligence Officer. He knows what's going on all across the world. We're just going to step outside a little bit here of U.S. politics because, unfortunately, because of the massive news about impeachment, the entire story about the Israeli election and Benjamin Netanyahu, he's got a lot of troubles happening right now while he's trying to cobble together, Larry. He's trying to cobble together majority control over the Knesset, remain the prime minister, but he's got a pre-trial corruption hearing. And talk to us about what is going on in Israel and what it looks like right now for Benjamin Netanyahu, BB.
Absolutely. So before I get into the details of Israeli politics, let's note, Dave, that we are now in the midst of the Jewish High Holy Day season.
L'Shana Tova to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year. And so for Jews and non-Jews alike who are watching the Israeli scene, we'll see a little bit less news over the last couple of days and then again for a couple of days next week as the 10 days that mark the holidays, the New Year holidays for Jews in Israel and around the world, prevent the government from acting and issuing statements, et cetera. By the way, it's baseball season. Maybe they're also focused on American baseball over there in Israel, where they do follow American sports, by the way.
Go Dodgers!
Go Dodgers. And the Israeli baseball team made the Olympics, which is kind of interesting. I like to joke that it's because of in the big inning. Thank you. Here's a story for you, a little off topic. Sandy Koufax, Dodger star lefty in the '65 World Series,
yep.
was scheduled to pitch Game 1 against the Twins.
Yom Kippur.
But it fell on his holiday, Yom Kippur, the Jewish holy day. So he asked his teammate, fellow future Hall of Famer, righty Don Drysdale, beloved pitcher, though fearsome on the mound, to switch spots. So Drysdale took the mound. He got the ball in Game 1. And he gave up 7 earned runs in 2 2/3 innings. He got bombed. And as skipper Walter Alston approached the mound, Drysdale had a little smile on his face, and he handed him the ball, and he said, "Skip, I bet you wish I was Jewish today, too." That's actually a true story. They were good friends.
It is.
They were good friends. Now, just to close the story, Koufax then lost Game 2, but he came back with magnificent performances in Game 5 and then in the all-important Game 7 on 2 days rest, going the distance, and he won the MVP. So God rewarded him for his observing his holiday. All right, now off to Israel. So Benjamin Netanyahu, who had studied, of course, in America and grew up partially in America, speaks beautiful English. It's almost a parallel to what's going on in the United States. You've got a conservative. He's actually got a conservative majority in Israel. The left has been defeated in Israel now for a couple decades. The left is not credible in Israel. The average Israeli, even though they might be more moderate on social issues or even economic issues, has admired the Likud, the leading party, almost like the Republican Party in the United States. But they have a parliamentary system. So the Likud party only got 31 votes out of 120 seats in the parliament, in the Knesset. But if you add up all the conservative factions, Prime Minister Netanyahu would be on his way to his 6th victory. He's the all-time longest serving prime minister now, over 13 years total as prime minister in his multiple re-elections as prime minister. But he's only got about 56 votes out of 120, not enough to form a government. Now, his opponent got 33 seats, more than Bibi. This was the redo of the election of a few months ago, where neither of them could form a coalition of 61 out of 120. So the president of Israel pulled both Bibi and his opponent, a former chief of staff, meaning a leading military figure, Benny Gantz, into conversations. Hey, would you guys like to form a government together? Together, you're over 100 out of 120. But neither of them wants to, because both of them want to be prime minister first in a sharing agreement where you get to go first and I'll go second. Well, I want to go first. You go second. Here's the problem. Bibi is going to be under indictment soon. Because, again, the litigation of politics, they've got him, they think, on taking cigars and taking ice cream. Really, I think most people would consider kind of minor stuff. But he's worn out his welcome among the elites, the lawyers, the Supreme Court, the Attorney General. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Dave? It's very similar to our system.
Yeah.
The academics, the professors, the media, they're all on the left. And Bibi and the majority of the people are on the center right. You've got a very similar scenario in Israel that you have in the United States.
So Netanyahu's rival is the Blue and White Party, the leader Benny Gantz. Supposedly they were supposed to have some kind of meeting. He's trying to cobble together, as you mentioned, everybody wants to be prime minister there. But nobody wants to allow the left to take control. So what does that mean? Put aside the indictments for just a moment, because everybody, you know, in the leftist media are saying, well, he's hanging out for his political life. He wants to be prime minister so he doesn't go to jail. Put that aside for a minute. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that. Let's talk about actual control. Who has this control now? Is it Blue and White?
So the center left under Blue and White really only has about 50 something votes, not 61.
Okay.
And the conservatives, led by Bibi's party, only has about 56, slightly more. Neither party, of course, definitely not Bibi's party, but even the Blue and White, the, let's call them the center left, they won't accept the Arab 10 or 12 votes.
Right.
There are 10 or 12 Knesset members of parliament who are radical Arabs. They're not even supportive of the idea of the State of Israel. They're like a fifth column, truly. I'm not being rhetorical.
Yeah, subversion.
So even the liberals, the Labor Party, traditionally now called the Blue and White Coalition. They won't sit with the Arabs either. So neither Bibi nor the Blue and White Party, neither Likud nor the Blue and White Coalition can come up with 61. What's probably going to happen eventually is either a third election to try to break the tie, and the voters are going to be sick of both of them,
yeah,
or they're going to have to come together in some coalition. And maybe Bibi will finally be worn down and say, okay, I'll be in this coalition with you, but I get immunity. Or I'll be in this coalition with you, but I serve as prime minister first for 2 years or 3 years, and then you can serve next. And by then, maybe...
Yeah, in our last couple of minutes here, is that what you see happening, some kind of backroom deal?
No, definitely. There'll have to be some coalition politics.
Mm-hmm.
Americans don't like our two-party system, but I promise you, it's less Byzantine and less horse trading than parliamentary systems. We really wouldn't like that.
Yeah, well, we can see what's happening in England right now with Brexit as well. I mean, it's just a disaster for everybody involved.
It is. And it's been in Italy where governments have come and gone, and France where governments have fallen. So as much as we don't like our two-party system, it forces us into two big coalitions, and one of them is declared the winner. Remember, President Trump didn't win the majority of the vote.
Right.
Neither have other presidents in the past. But when we settle on a president, at least we don't have months of horse trading and all kinds of different parties coming in with radical proposals from the far right, left. We have a more centrist politics, which is better for our stability.
Got about a minute left here, Larry. Does Benjamin Netanyahu survive this?
I think so, because I can't see the left coming up with a winning formula. Bibi was successful in economics. He was successful in foreign policy. He's pro-American. He's articulate. People don't actually like him and his ethics personally, but they think he's done a good job as prime minister.
He certainly has, and obviously if you're conservative, you like Bibi. He's got a good relationship with Trump, and he's done more for Israel in the past, 13 years?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's incredible. I've been to Israel. I know you've been to Israel many times, and it's one of the greatest countries in the world. It truly is. And so let's hope he survives. I'm a big fan of his, and I hate to see that him being taken down by the same forces that have been trying to take down Donald Trump here. Larry, tell folks where they can find you. I know you're on Facebook, at Claremont Institute. Give everybody your places to find you if you can.
Wonderful. Some of my articles are at AmericanGreatness.com and JewishJournal.com. Just type in Larry Greenfield, Jewish Journal, and all my articles will come up.
And we'll have to have you on again. You are such a fountain of knowledge. You know what's going on out there. So I greatly appreciate you taking the time, Larry. And hopefully I'll catch up with you very soon. And thank you, sir. We'll be back.
Fine, thanks to you, Dave.
Yep. Very welcome. We'll be back right after the break and closing thoughts in our last segment. Don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Love the music. You know, some of the best bumper music. I say this every time I come on the air. Some of the best bumper music in terrestrial radio. Dave Sussman here. The last segment, my final thoughts of this 3 hours. It has been a long day. 2 hours in the morning at America's Voice Live at America's Voice News. If you are not following us over there, you can check us out on Facebook at America's Voice Live. We just put up a new Facebook page yesterday, and please like it and follow us. Amanda Head and myself, we kind of pull apart the news and put it back together again in 2 hours live, and it's a lot of fun. And you can watch that online on Facebook as well as on Roku and Apple TV and everywhere else. You can download your apps, including your phone, America's Voice News. Okay, so listen, I'm just going to say this and kind of, you know, finish up the hour with this whole thing, and we're going to get back to what we're seeing happening right now with impeachment and what is happening with the Democrats. This morning, Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Intelligence Committee head Adam Schiff, they had a presser.
You may or may not have seen it. It was during working hours, and most people do work, but you probably caught a few of the clips on evening news. And they were asking, answering questions about Trump. They're asking answering questions about the impeachment inquiry. And as you're watching this thing, it became so obvious that this entire episode that we're currently in right now is some form of kabuki theater where Pelosi tried to make it sound like the Democrats. Well, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can impeach this president, and still, we can work with this president. We can get legislation done with this president. We want to get the United States-Mexico trade agreement, the Canada trade agreement done, you know, the USMCA. We want to take care of prescription drugs with this president. We want to work with this president. And at the same time, we want to take him out. If you were President Trump, would you want to work with these people that have done nothing but lie about you for the past 3 years on a daily basis? And yes, they are lying. Adam Schiff, I've said this already tonight, he stood up there last week or sat, you know, at his intelligence meeting, at his intelligence committee meeting last week that he heads, and he wrote a script out of whole cloth that sounded like something from Goodfellas. You know, this is the transcript, and President Trump, I'm going to ask you 7 times. It was all BS. It was a total lie. Would you work with these people? Would you want to sit down and work across the aisle and compromise with these people as they're trying to take you out? Schiff and Pelosi kept yapping this morning about, I think the word was prayerfulness. Prayers. We pray for this president. We respect the high ideals of the Constitution. Everything these two, and quite frankly all the Democrats, say is completely the opposite of the truth. I mean, if you watch the news enough, like you good people listening to the show likely do, because you're interested, you're intrigued, you follow the news, you see that everything about what they say and do is complete projection. Because they think Trump is doing the same thing that they do. Because what do? They lie. They steal. They cheat. They try a coup d'etat to take out a presidential candidate and then a president by going to foreign powers and using the power of the purse to manipulate them. This is what they've done, and it's now starting to come out. The Biden thing with Hunter Biden, folks, it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's just the tip of the iceberg. The Obama-Biden administration is going to be looked at through the lens of history as one of the most corrupt administrations of the modern era once this all comes out. And they asked for this. They could have just gone along with this president, said, we'll run again in 2020, we'll put up a good candidate, we'll try to take it all back in 2020. No. They've had a tizzy fit. They've been preteens, maybe even younger, screaming children on the playground, having a temper tantrum. And they want to take back control. I'm pretty sure most Americans remember how their constitutional rights were regarded the last time they had control. Remember the IRS hearings? Remember Fast and Furious? Remember if you were a journalist like James Rosen, you had your phones tapped because you were reporting against that administration? Oh, we've forgotten all about that, haven't we? That's what the last administration did. But now it's Schiff who showed his hand that in the true direction the House is taking on impeachment, that while most people don't believe that Donald Trump did a quid pro quo because they've read the transcript, right? The people that do believe it are only getting their news from Rachel Maddow and Don Lemon, which is a very, very, very small, insignificant percentage of the population. CNN gets 600,000 views a night. MSNBC, on their best show, get a couple, 3 million views. It may sound like a lot to you. There's 325 million people in this country, folks. So most people are not getting their news from Don and Rachel. And most people, if they are intellectually curious and they take a look at this transcript, they will see that President Donald Trump did no such thing in regards to having his quid pro quo that CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times and Washington Post have been reporting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. It didn't happen. Yet the House is pushing impeachment to take out a president. On what? And they want to get it done in 6 weeks so that nobody notices they're going to vote for impeachment without the Republicans having a say in any of this. And now they're going to have to, they get to run against an impeached president no matter what happens in the Senate. That's the end game, folks, in a nutshell. And Schiff, knowing this, is focusing on the potential obstruction, as we just talked about with Larry Greenfield. It's all about process crimes. So if President Trump and his attorney general protect themselves and defend themselves, he'll be impeached on process crimes. Obstruction of justice. This is what Schiff was talking about, Shifty Schiff was talking about today. He's going to be opening up investigations on obstruction of justice with a president that's trying to defend himself against lies. This is one of the chapters in our American history that is going to be looked back on for decades and probably centuries. The angst, the anger, the vitriol, the hatred that has come out of this chapter, I do not put on this president. I put it on children who have zero understanding of trying to work with somebody that you may or may not like. They are children, the left, and they are being run by children. No, nothing children. The AOC plus three, the squad of Ilhan Omar, Rashid Tlaib, Elian Presley, that's AO3 plus 3. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being the leader of that group. They have taken the Democrat Party, as Larry Greenfield was referring to, from the days of John F. Kennedy, who would be considered a MAGA hat-wearing Republican today with his policies, to taking them over a cliff with the lemmings following them. And if you step away from social media long enough and get out of the echo chambers of the left and the right, you'll see this for what it is. Angry children having a temper tantrum with their angry children journalists in the newsrooms. How did we get here? They didn't like the results of the election of 2016. They had a lousy candidate. They were running on lousy economic results. The Obama administration was awful when it came to the economy. They had so many scandals in that administration. Just Google Obama scandals. You'll see 50 of them just in the top page. How did we get here? They were just furious. Because the elitists in Washington, D.C. do not like the fact that normal people, the proletariat, the people that didn't go to the best schools, that are not working in the best companies in New York, got the power. They didn't like it. This is purely personal. This is anger. These are children. And if you are a parent, I'm a father of two sons, what do you do when your kids have a temper tantrum? You give them a timeout. And the timeout for the Democrats will be after all this is said and done, an election in 2020. You vote to turn the House back red. You get rid of Schiff. You get rid of Nadler. You get rid of Pelosi. You get rid of Cummings. You get rid of Maxine Waters. They should be nowhere near the leadership of anything to do with politics, the economy, or our country. Thanks for having me tonight, folks. Really enjoyed being here with you. Greatly appreciate it. I'll be back again soon. And follow me at America's Voice News at at David Sussman on Twitter and our Facebook pages for the David Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics. God bless. Cheers.